Hello friends, welcome back to our subject inventory optimization, and that is the chapter number 9, inventory counting and valuing. Earlier we have seen spare parts management, WIP management, FG management, and now we will see whatever inventory we have to count it and we have to value it so that we really know how much we have, how much we have to reduce, how much we have to optimize. Inventory in the form of raw materials. Inventory in the form of work in process. Finished goods inventory forms a major asset on all business units. It's a current asset and it's blocking major capital that we have seen many times up till now. It is therefore very, very important, very, very critical that this asset is regularly quantified, verified whether it is there or not, whether the quality, whether the rust is there. We have to protect it also from corrosion and rust. So we have to quantify it regularly, verify it regularly, evaluate it for whether it is there. So what is the value of that inventory? Receipts which are coming in your receiving stores, issues which are we are giving to the production shops or we are sending to the customers. So receipts, issues happen on a continuous basis, day in and day out, every hour, every minute. Receipts are happening, issues are happening, at different locations they are happening, not only in the main production line or main production unit, but it is happening in all stations, sales houses, everywhere it is happening. Material will be coming, material will be issued, continuously it is happening. It is handled by many persons. They make mistakes, lot of mistakes. Hence, there is ample chance for errors to creep in the inventory records. Inventory record shows 500 pieces are there. Actually, there are only 450 pieces. It's an error. Why this happens? Because so many people are handling this job. They make mistakes. Receipts are coming. Issues are happening. But the records are not kept for them. It is very, very important that whatever inventory we have has to be quantified, verified and correctly evaluated. That is very, very important and that is the subject of this chapter. Materials acquired and stored are subject to losses from storage, damages, corrosion, deterioration, wear and tear, pilferage, theft, everything. Whatever once we have kept the material in the store, everything will happen. Then, regular verification of inventory. Regular, periodic verification of inventory has to be there. It can assess these losses. For example, if I had definitely had and I had seen it that there were 500 units in the stock and now there are 499. Now I know that either one piece somebody has stolen or some wrong issue has happened, which we have not recorded, something like that we know. And we, then we can account for that. Any abnormal losses noticed? Let us say, there were 500 pieces, and now they are not there. Abnormal loss can be investigated. We can find out who has taken this 500 pieces. It can happen that people have withdrawn the material without giving the issue indent. That can happen, but we have to investigate it. Otherwise, big problems will be there. Corrective actions can be initiated. We have to avoid recurrence of such things again and again. Regular inventory counting, valuation. I will tell you what is valuation. Allows management to identify, correct and prevent conditions that cause inventory errors. If there are big inventory errors, and if we don't verify the inventory, there will be big surprises, and then we don't know what to do. So regular verification of inventory is a must. Accuracy of inventory in a materials control system. Basic record is the store's perpetual inventory log of raw materials and components. Usefulness of inventory record is directly related to its accuracy. If it is not accurate, it is not useful anymore. It must be very accurate. At any given time, part description, part number, quantity, location, all these things must be very accurate. The part must be kept in the proper location. Its quantity must be accurate. Otherwise, that whole exercise has no meaning. So, accuracy of the inventory can be achieved by regular investigation, regular monitoring of the inventory. For example, here I have given a chart giving accurate inventory records. What is the benefit? Effective materials management. If our records are not accurate, we will be making errors in ordering. Material is there in stock, but our record says it is not there in stock. So unnecessarily we will be purchasing the materials. So accuracy gives me effective materials management, firm delivery schedules, satisfactory customer service, efficient operations, and greater productivity, and all this doesn't need any explanation. But if I have inventory inaccuracies, I will have shortages. Because I don't know the material was issued, but it is not informed to us. Our record shows that there is a stock. Actually, there is no stock. So there will be shortages. We will be having surprises, there will be definitely production holdups. People will be shouting that, look, your records show that there are materials in stock, but actually they are not there. And you don't know why. There will be big problems. Poor delivery performance, unsatisfactory customer service, excess inventory, lost sales. Excess inventory, why? Because we don't know what is happening. Inaccuracy. So we keep on ordering. Even if the material is there in stock, we keep on ordering, so there will be excess inventory. Importance of accuracy. I have explained. Major causes of inventory errors. Unauthorized issues. The people who are not authorized to draw the parts, the material is issued to them. So unnecessarily, there will be a shortage, and the people who require it, their production will be held up. And since unauthorized issues are there, without taking any issue indent, naturally, the store's man will be caught by surprise that there is no material. Even if the record shows that the material is there. Definitely, Then wrong identification of components because of complex part numbers. As we discussed, proper identification tag should be there on spare parts. Proper codification should be there of the parts. Part number should not be too much complex so that people don't understand what is going on. They should be simple enough. Transaction documents are not entered properly. Material is issued, but it is not recorded. Material is received, but it is not recorded. Transaction documents are entered with wrong quantities. Entries are duplicated. Inaccurate material location. The material comes and it is kept in the wrong location. So people are searching, they are not able to find the material because it is misplaced. Then wrong counts, wrong weights while issuing, delays in recording transactions. Today the transaction is happening, it is recorded tomorrow or after 3 days. Nobody knows what is happening and we are in a mess. Unsecured storerooms. From storerooms, people simply come, take out the material, nobody bothers. Stores man doesn't know what is happening because in the late nights, somebody comes and steals the materials. There is no security. It is not locked. Valuable materials are not at all kept in lock and key. So anybody can come, take out the material, no issue indent, no record. We have seen that it happens. Then, lack of audit capability. Nobody is there to audit. And so, the result will be inventory errors, big errors. That is going to be the problem. So, what is the solution? Solution is regular, periodic inventory verification. There are 5 ways to conduct physical verification of inventory. Very important. Physical verification of inventory. Annual inventory. Once in a year. They stop the production for 1 day. Utilize all the workforce to count the whole inventory once in a year. Then periodic inventory. It can be every quarter, once in every quarter, once in every 2 months, once in every 6 months, periodic inventory. Then perpetual or continuous inventory. Every day some few attempts are counted. Definitely class A attempts are definitely counted in 1 month. Again and again, every month, all the A attempts are definitely counted. Continuously, counting is going on and that is called as cycle counting or continuous inventory or perpetual inventory, which is really very beneficial. Then routine check. The chief of the stores, storekeeper, main chief storekeeper goes on and does some routine check. Whether the receipts have been entered properly or not, issues have been entered properly or not. The store's record shows 525 pieces. Whether 525 pieces are physically there or not, this routine check is continuously done by the storekeeper alone for very few saleable attempts, and he definitely knows what is going on in the stores. Then low point inventory means inventory is done when the stocks go to the reorder level or minimum level. This I will explain to you now one by one. Annual inventory, it is arranged once in a year. It also serves a major objective to satisfy financial auditors. That, look, whatever inventory we have shown, it is actually there. Inventory records represent the value of inventory, which they have to certify as a part of the balance sheet. In the balance sheet, inventory appears as a current asset. So it should be accurate. If it is showing so many rupees, it should be actually there. We have seen what is how to calculate the WIP inventory value. So it should be there. So annual inventory is very much important for company auditors to ensure that that particular inventory value, which is appearing in the balance sheet as current asset, is there, physically there. The material management team, it represents an opportunity to correct any inaccuracies in the records. There will be some inaccuracies. The annual inventory is serving as a tool, opportunity to correct any inaccuracies. So, very, very important for the company auditors also, annual inventory. Then, there are following steps to be carried out to complete the physical count. Counting the attempts, recording the results, verification by recounting. If not, the next step involves reconciliation. What is reconciliation? If there is a shortage, find out why it is there and reconcile it properly. And production activity also has to be shut down that time in the annual inventory. Then I have said periodic inventory. It is quarterly, half yearly checking of the entire stock in 1 or 2 days. This is done in places where the stock comprises of a few expensive items like bearings, which can be stolen very easily. So it should be done in very important places like this. The method is followed. Physical stock of various items is recorded on inventory sheets or inventory cards, and then it is compared with the bin card balance. That means there will be 2 cards. Bin card, in which regular issues, regular receipts are recorded, and then inventory card, where physical inventory is taken and recorded. And we compare, bin card says there are 50 parts and inventory card says there are 48 parts. We compare it and then we find out why it is happening. Then we reconcile it and then correct the inventory records. Then, while inexpensive items may be checked once in a year, expensive and attractive items should be checked 3 or 4 times. This is going on about periodic inventory. The physical balance obtained at the end of the financial will form the inventory for final accounts. Then, after periodic and annual inventory, I will explain to you what is perpetual. Greater attention on the verification, as only a few attempts are checked every day. Few attempts every day, and that is the perpetual or continuous inventory. The discrepancies can be detected, solved efficiently. We know exactly what is happening. The stores people, the management, if there are too many discrepancies, we immediately come to know. We don't have to wait till annual inventory. We don't have to wait till quarterly inventory. Every day we know if there are shortages, we know what to do about it. We know why the shortages are happening. It's very, very, very good method of inventory taking. It acts as effective deterrent to malpractices. If some malpractices are happening, some pilferage is happening, some thefts are happening, some damages are happening. There is a greater need to keep records up to date than in annual stock verification. Annual stock verification, people can do the updating of records afterwards. But for perpetual inventory, people have to be on their toes to keep records up to date. Deteriorated and obsolete stocks. Obsolete means the stocks which are of no use anymore because designs have changed, and such obsolete stocks, then deteriorated stocks, that means rusted, damaged, corroded, bent, such stocks can be easily identified. And so, if you ask me, which is the best method of inventory counting is continuous inventory. Few attempts every day. Class A attempts all every month. Very good method of inventory counting. Then, best advantage of this continuous inventory does not affect production. I don't have to stop the production. The disadvantage is it imposes more load on store staff. Okay? Unless carried out carefully, it may lead to misplacement of materials also. People will take the material from one place, keep it in the other place. It can happen. And so we have to do this carefully. This is the best method, but we have to do it carefully. This is the key word in that. We have to do it very carefully. But very good method, that is the continuous inventory. Perpetual or continuous inventory, here I have given what is cycle counting, count frequency. A class attempts are counted every week or every month. All A class attempts counted every month. B class attempts bi-monthly or quarterly, they are counted. C class attempts, which are only 5% value of the whole inventory, that is C class attempts, once in a year or once in 6 months. So counts per day here, 500 attempts are there, count frequency 12, because every month. So total counting is 6000. Then every day 20. Every day 20 attempts will be counted. Class B, every day 10 attempts will be counted, because 750 attempts are there. 4 times 3000, that is 10. And C attempts, 5. So total counting per day is 35. 35 attempts. Just 35 attempts. 20 attempts from class A, 10 attempts from class B, 5 attempts from class C, every day. So that all counting is done over the year. Very good method. 20, 10, 5. Just 35 attempts every day. But definitely you know, if there are some malpractices happening, in 35 parts counting every day, you definitely know what is happening in the company. So count frequency zone method. Attempts are grouped by zones to make counting more efficient and labor saving. Location audit system under this method, predetermined stock locations are checked every cycle count. Need-based count frequency, cycle counts can be scheduled at regular intervals or on special occasions, such as when order is placed, count it. When order quantity is received, count it. When the inventory balance in the record reaches zero, count it. Then, the ultimate dream for most companies is to completely eliminate the need of physical counts and instead rely upon cycle counting. No annual inventory. It is our dream. Smartphones are there, tablets are there, inventory counting software is there, including barcode, scanners, everything is there. In Samsonite, we have seen how they are using these barcode scanners. Every day they are counting, and this gives their annual inventory a very good result. They don't have any shortages or any surprises at all. We have seen this. They have achieved their dream. Okay, no doubt they are doing the annual inventory. They are not done away with that. But in the annual inventory, the results are excellent. Their shortages or their excesses are minimum. And they are able to give the company a very beautiful result of the annual inventory. Implementing cycle counting program, create a schedule for cycle counts, plan and prepare before you start counting, before you begin, close any open transactions that you are counting. So counting, counting and counting. Routine check, it is done by storekeeper in charge of each stores in order to ensure accuracy of the stock of expensive and easily saleable articles like ball bearings, roller bearings, precision instruments, drill bits, materials such as oil, timber. So it is routinely done by the storekeeper. only a few items are checked every day, similar to perpetual inventory or continuous inventory. And what is low point inventory? Some companies like physical inventory irregularly, whenever the stock level reaches its lowest or minimum level, minimum point, then only they count the stocks. Inventory's cost fall into three categories. Item cost, that means cost of the purchase. Ordering costs, carrying costs, and carrying cost means capital cost, storage space cost, inventory services cost, inventory risk cost, stock out cost, capacity associated cost. So, what is the total cost? Item cost plus ordering cost plus carrying cost. These are the inventory costs. What is item cost? Price paid for the purchase item, price paid for the transportation, price paid for the custom duties, price paid for the insurance. This is the item cost. That is the. Then, ordering cost. Earlier I have shown you this slide, how you calculate salaries of purchasing department, traveling and purchase follow-up, cost of bills of payment, cost of inward inspection, total. And total orders number during the year, it is 120 rupees ordering cost. Number of orders are 10, then the cost is 1200. Number of orders are 100, then it will be 12,000 rupees. More the orders, more will be the ordering cost. But basic ordering cost is calculated like this. Then carrying cost. Earlier we have discussed this also. The average inventory is 6 million. Salaries and wages, cost of security, taxes and insurance, interest, which will be 20% also, cost of material handling 150,000, obsolescence and damage 20,000, so carrying cost can become 29.75%. Already we have discussed this chart. Inventory services cost, like insurance, IT hardware, IT applications, like RFID, then physical handling with the corresponding human resources, cycle counting, inventory control, taxes. So all this is inventory cost. Inventory risk cost. Shipping errors, misplaced goods, vendor fraud, pilferage, theft, transit damage, damage and incorrect storage conditions, obsolescence, write-offs. Cost of the inventory. Stockout cost. The cost incurred when stockouts take place, cost of emergency shipments, sometimes you have to pay more, change of suppliers with faster deliveries, we have to pay more, substitution to less profitable attempts. So all this we have to do. Capacity associated costs, when output levels are to be changed, there will be cost for overtime, hiring, training, extra shifts, layoffs. And so, whatever inventory we have to evaluate it. First of all, we have to count it. After counting, you know whatever are the costs. We have discussed this, item cost, ordering cost, carrying cost. All these costs we have to consider. And once we know how much is the inventory with us, we have to evaluate it. So how to evaluate? I have so much inventory. How should I evaluate it? So I will give you some methods. One is FIFO. FIFO, first in, first out. For example, the material which has come first will be issued first. If it has come with the tag, price tag of 15 rupees, the issue price also will be 15 rupees. Then next item has come at 15 rupees 50 paise, and that I will issue, then issue will be also done at 15 rupees 15 paise, not 15 rupees. First in, first out. Whatever has come first will be issued first. Whatever has come next will be issued next. Whatever has come third time, it will be issued. First in,
first out.
And the cost of that particular receipt will be put for the issue also. For example, 15 parts were received at 15 rupees. These 15 parts, if they are issued like this, 10 first and 5 afterwards, the issue price will be same 15 rupees for them. The next supply has come at the rate of 16, then issue also will be done for them at 16 rupees. First in, first out. This is one. Second, it is LIFO. Last in, first out. That means whatever has come last, whatever has come latest will be issued first. That means suppose latest material has come at 20 rupees and earlier stock had come at 15 rupees, this material which has come latest, I will issue it at the rupees 20. Like that, I will evaluate my inventory. First is first in, first out. Then I will, next is last in, first out, that is LIFE. Third method is average price and weighted average price. I will issue the material at the weighted average price. Then actual price. Then replacement price or current value. For example, I had received the material at 15 rupees, then 16 rupees, then 17 rupees, but current value is 25 rupees, I will issue at the rate of 25 rupees. Then standard price or standard cost. That means whatever is the standard cost, if it is 17 rupees, I will issue at the rate of 17 rupees. That means receipt minus issue is equal to the cost of the balance inventory. Standard price, standard cost. Inflated price, that means if I want to inflate the price, I will issue at the inflated price. This is the way how I will be calculating the inventory. I will be evaluating the inventory. I will give you the examples. For example, first basic data for calculation of value of inventory by various methods. This is the data. On March 1, I had beginning inventory of 68 quantity at 15 rupees. On 5th March, I purchased 140 quantity at 1550. Then 9th, I issued it 94 pieces. 11th, I got 40 quantity at 16 rupees. Look, the price is continuously going up. Then 16, I purchased 78 pieces at 1650. Look, the price is continuously going up. Then I have issued 116. Then I have issued 62. Now, at what price shall I show this issue? At what price shall I show this issue is the question. And this question I will solve in the next slides. Look at this. This is the FIFO method. First, I had the material at 15 rupees. So, till I issue this 68 pieces, I will show the issue as 15 rupees. Look, here I have issued 68 pieces and I have shown it as 15. Then afterwards, I had received 140 pieces at 1550. Out of that, 26 I have issued and I have shown issue at 1550. Like that, I calculate the balance and then ultimately the value of the balance inventory is 891 rupees. After issuing all this, I have the balance inventory of 891 rupees. This is the way I calculate the FIFO method. What is the LIFO method? LIFO is when I make the first issue, 68 units at 15 rupees, but when I make the first issue, 94, I issue at 1550 because the last receipt was at 1550. Whatever is last received, I will make the issue at that price. So this is called as LIFO method. Weighted average method, what is weighted average? The weighted average I calculate that here it was 15, here it was 1534, here it was 1534. So since 1534 was the weighted average price of this total stock, then I issue also at 1534. Earlier you have seen we issue at the FIFO, that means whatever exact price I had purchased it, I issue it. But here I calculate the weighted average method, weighted average of the purchase cost. I issue at that weighted average price. Actual value method, you know. Whatever actual value I had bought the material, I issued. For example, these 68 pieces I had bought at 15 rupees, I also issue at 15 rupees only. Market value method, I feel that though I had purchased the material at 15 rupees, market value is 17 rupees, I issue at 17 rupees. And I calculate the end value of this inventory is 493 only. Standard price of rupees 16, though I had bought the material at 16 rupees, I issue at 16 rupees, like that, everywhere 16 rupees. Inflated price, wastage is there, 10, so I lost so much money, so I inflated the price and I have covered that loss. This is also one method of inflated price. What has happened? That 100 units I had purchased at 50 rupees and I have issued totally 90. So there should have been 10 in stock at 50 rupees, 500. But there is a wastage of 10. And so to cover this cost, to account for this 500, price was inflated to 55, 58. That means I have made the issue at the rate of 55, 58 and shown that the inventory is zero. Thank you.